This is my Glock 26, also known as a baby Glock.
Hey guys, Zach here. Today's podcast is going to cover a topic that has been hotly debated over the past few years, arming teachers in America's schools. In February of 2018, the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida shook the nation. In response, President Trump established the Federal Commission on School Safety to develop recommendations and best practices for student safety. One of these recommendations was to arm specifically selected school personnel to act as a deterrent against further shootings. This has incited a policy debate, with many teachers passionately supporting their right to be armed at school. At the same time, many schools have even gone as far as permitting teachers to carry handguns. Meanwhile, many others are concerned about whether this actually promotes safety or threatens the academic environment as we know it. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to Triggered, a podcast that covers all things student safety and the threats that are posed to American students. I'm your co-host, Zach, and with me as always is Yana. How's it going, Yana?
Good. I had a great holiday and got the chance to catch up with all of my family. However, I still couldn't escape issues about school safety.
That's right. Your mom's a teacher. Is she particularly close with the issue we're discussing today?
Oh, she's so close that she's almost the actual issue itself. My mom has been a teacher for 30 years, but she's only ever encountered this issue within this decade when we moved to America. School shootings are pretty rare in the Philippines, and the amount of students and teachers killed are nowhere near the number for America.
Wow, I'm sure that definitely has caused some culture shock, especially now more than ever, as many groups are advocating to have guns in school as a means of deterrence.
Oh yeah, my mom has quite a lot to say about this problem. Let's hear all about it in this interview with her. We are here today with Dr. Velma Tabuada, a teacher from Baltimore City. Welcome, Dr. Velma Tabuada.
Yes, hello.
Okay, so do you believe that arming teachers would be the best way to protect students?
No, I disagree with that because our moods and day-to-day situations differ every day. If we happen to be having a bad day, having that gun may become the cause of negative impulses left uncontrolled.
So what can we do to make our schools safe then?
Well, to make the school safe, we need to teach our students proper discipline and let them know that there are rules they have to follow. Being a good student can lead to being a good citizen. We just need to teach them ways to be a law-abiding citizen. Students need to learn to respect rules and authority, and that respect can be gained through mutual respect from the teacher to the student and vice versa.
But what if the intruder is not a student, but is instead an outsider?
If the intruder is an outsider, then we need to calmly follow the school shooter drills. The first job of a teacher is to teach and care about each student, and with caring comes protecting. If it ever comes down to it, the teacher needs to put her students' lives in front of hers and do whatever is necessary to keep them alive. We could also install bulletproof walls or have bulletproof vests available.
I think bulletproof walls or bulletproof vests is not a bad idea, but what kind of effect would arming teachers have on the students themselves?
The effect would be negative because we are teaching them that it's okay to be violent, and having a gun is such a huge responsibility and burden to the teacher. It may psychologically traumatize them or be detrimental to when they grow up. Being in an environment of violence only leads to further violence. And as teachers, we need to be good examples to our students because what we do now can shape them in the future.
Well, thank you very much for being here with us today, Dr. Velma Tabuada.
thank you also. It's a pleasure having interviewed by you, and hopefully this can help.
I think your interview with your mom really gives insight into the important dynamic between students and teachers and how bringing guns into the academic environment jeopardizes this relationship and creates a culture of violence that she alluded to.
I agree with the idea that adults need to provide a good example for students. People have to realize how much children look up to adults and imitate them.
Yeah, I really think this gets lost in the whole argument. Schools are a place where children learn social interactions as much as they do school subjects. Bringing in guns definitely will have an impact on social behavior of young students, don't you think?
I mean, the social purposes of a school is as follows. They teach social norms to give students an idea of what is expected in society, and they also care for the students when their parents are at work. So if what the student sees on a daily basis is violence, then that student proceeds to assume that violence is the norm and the answer to everything. Therefore, adults need to showcase positivity and respect in order for the students to gain a proper handle on what a peaceful and normal society is like. With the proper surroundings and guidance, we could lessen the likelihood of school shootings in the future. However, this is just one opinion and one approach to our dilemma of school safety.
There have been many studies that have shown how important it is for students and teachers to have a positive and equitable relationship. However, I think that's something that will cease to exist if teachers are armed and given this powerful and maybe even threatening position of authority. Meanwhile, however, there's still a growing number of teachers nationwide who support having arms in the classroom as a means of protection for students. Let's take a look.
The idea of arming teachers and staff to prevent school violence is not new. Schools across the country thought about it long before President Trump endorsed the idea this week. Weber International University in Florida announced yesterday that it will allow select faculty with extensive training to carry concealed firearms. 40 states have laws against guns in K through 12 schools, but many of those states also let school districts decide their own rules. Nikki Batiste visited a Colorado town where the school board voted unanimously to have some teachers carry guns. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, John. Carl Donaldson's been 6 years with the National Guard. He's now a science teacher at a rural Colorado high school and volunteered to carry a firearm in class. He says it was something he felt he had to do because the nearest law enforcement office is about 25 minutes away.
I guess the really basic question a lot of people are asking, why should teachers be armed?
Teachers are in the classroom. They're always the ones that are going to be the first to respond. Why not give them something to fight back with?
To fight back, Carl Donaldson is armed with a 9mm Glock handgun.
Where is your firearm?
Can I show it to you?
Yes, please. And your cowboy boot.
So I wear boots.
You didn't used to wear boots?
No.
Is this gun loaded?
There's nothing in the chamber. The school board would not allow for us to put one in the chamber.
So it's never loaded in class?
It's in the clip.
Would it be more effective to have a loaded gun?
Yes. That's a concern. Absolutely. Especially if they come after me. And again, in faster training, they teach us how to fight them off and then get to your weapon.
Faster is a 3-day course that trains teachers like Donaldson in firearms and trauma response and includes a simulated school shooting scenario.
I went through the simulated school shooting training and my heart rate was up here. Do you think in that split second, in the worst case scenario, you could make the decision and identify a shooter?
You know, that's the question. You know, we do all the training in the world. I don't know if you're going to be able to perform when it comes time.
So many schools across the country are debating whether arming teachers is the best way to keep students safe. We sat down with a few other teachers here during their lunch break having that same discussion.
I had really mixed feelings when they first came up with it.
It was very saddening to me that that's what this has come to. And I think the biggest thing that helped me with it was knowing what the training was or would be for the staff that were interested.
Do you think arming teachers is the right response to these school shootings?
I don't know if there is a right response, to be real honest. I think it's at least a step to hopefully help, you know, deter.
Our number one priority is the safety of our children, and this is a step, hopefully, in the right direction.
With armed staff, do you feel safer? Do you feel your students are safer?
I do.
I do, too. I do.
I just personally don't think I can imagine my mother being trained to shoot at a gun range. However, the rules and regulations included do somewhat provide a peace of mind to the cons of arming teachers. And I do understand their perspectives as to why they would feel safer fighting fire with fire.
In your opinion, do you think it's the best approach to keeping schools safe?
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with the teacher that stated that she doesn't think that there is a right approach to school safety, because each one does have its pros and cons. But one con to letting teachers be armed is its funds, although history shows that America is always willing to fund anything related to defense.
That brings me to my next question. Wouldn't allocating more money for firearms just strain school budgets even further? It seems counterintuitive, especially when it could have so many negative repercussions.
Well, most of the money that goes into urban schools come from venture philanthropists who seek to gain that social reputation for saving students from quote-unquote bad schools. And 59% of their money go into shrinking the achievement gaps of low-income and minority students. But with only 6% of their money being majorly invested into social and emotional support services, the effect of arming the teachers would, one, take away the little funds that those services already receive, and two, potentially create an environment where those services may be needed more than ever. It's strikingly obvious how big of a role venture philanthropists play in the education world. Therefore, we need to work on aiming their money at the correct issues.
I definitely agree with the thought that aiming teachers could create an environment where greater support services are required. I was recently reading an interview with Tish Jennings, who is a leader in the field of social learning and a professor at the University of Virginia's Department of Education. She made some good points about how teachers spend so much effort creating this emotionally supportive environment, and if a teacher is even having a bad day and just overreacts to a student's bad behavior by yelling, it erodes that entire teacher-student relationship and the environment that the teacher has spent all that time trying to build. Even further, she warns that arming teachers will be the tipping point when schools lose the connection to being a warm learning environment, and it could even become like correctional facilities.
Well, it is no doubt that students will be heavily affected by the decision of arming teachers. However, not many people bring up the effects it would have on the teachers themselves. Jane Kelly brings up many valid points that we fail to see, and we need to realize that a decision such as this will be life-changing for everyone in the education system. It's stressful enough to teach with little pay and inhumane conditions, but to add guns into the mix will heighten the stress tremendously.
Well, we're about out of time today. It was nice hearing from both parties on both sides of this debate and the reasoning behind whether or not teachers should be armed. Our world has changed drastically, that somehow that we've reached the point where we not only are worried about the quality of education for our children, but the level of safety that is required in their schools.
The only thing we can do now is ask ourselves, how do we protect the children? This controversial question requires further diving into, so join us in our next episode as we search for the right answer to this very difficult issue. Thank you for listening, and remember to stay safe.